I'm Ange.
I'm Bev.
And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50.
So this morning, I had to go get my mammogram. And it was funny because I just had recalled that we had talked about your boob job and you had a mammogram and how that was going to happen.
Right.
So how did it go?
Well, I was worried because I paid a lot of money and I don't want some machine squishing them and popping them. And when I had no boobs, they really squished them. And I'm like, you could literally hold my tit up to the light over there and look through my boob. There was no reason to go through all of that.
But laughing because you didn't. I'm laughing the way you present it.
Yeah, but for real. So I thought, oh my gosh, if they squish them like that, that's not going to be good. Although they're professionals. They do this. A lot of women have breast implants. I mean, I shouldn't have been worried, but I was because it's my first time. Everything went fine. And they didn't squish them near as much.
Okay. Yeah.
They just did it like a few different angles, probably to just make sure that they got through it all. And she had me bend over and like pull my actual normal breast tissue forward, if that makes sense. Which I didn't have much to begin with. That's the reason why I got the boobs. I literally had a sack of skin with a nipple on it. I had no breast tissue. There was nothing there. With my breast implants, because I had no tissue, they put the implants under the muscle.
So is that muscle pull away from your, like, the chest area?
Well, normal people that have boobs, it's muscle, and then your breast tissue is on top of it. I had no breast tissue.
So they
For the boob to look natural and normal, they have to put the implants under the muscle. So now there's some kind of substance in front of it to, you know, keep it in place, first of all. Otherwise, they would be down at my belly button because they would just flop in my little skin pocket and fall down to my belly button. So they don't fall.
No, like, because they're stretching that muscle. Like,
they literally pull it out like a chicken cutlet and jam the implant underneath there, which at first they asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, well, I'd rather not put it under the muscle. I had no idea how the logistics of it went. I was just thinking, that sounds horrible. Recovery time is going to be so much longer. I don't want to do that. But then the more they talked to me, they're like, no, we're going to definitely put it under the muscle. Otherwise, what's going to happen is it's going to flop in that little pocket and end up at your belly button. You don't want that. No, I don't want that. So then they decided to do it under the muscle. And that's why it was such a more intense recovery than what I was expecting. Yeah, I thought I'll get it on a Thursday. I'll be back to work on Monday. No.
No, I remember you saying that.
No. The first couple of days when my sister was there trying to help me get a shower and I took my bra off, I literally thought I was going to pass out. I would be in the shower going, holy fuck, holy fuck, holy fuck. And I'm like washing as fast as I can. And I get out of there. I'm like, put the bra back on. Hurry up. Because like if it was tight and compressed, I felt fine. But as soon as I had that compression off of me, woo. Mm. And I can handle pain. I really can.
Well, that's scary.
That was rough. Rough. Yeah.
I felt like a pancake this morning, literally. And she kept saying, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm just very dramatic. But I'm dramatic, maybe, right. But that's really uncomfortable. They take it down to like a slice of bread size. And I mean, CD cup.
And you're like, stop talking and let's just get this shit over with. Oh, come on, take the pictures. Let's go, lady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's really surprising? I got my results today.
I had mine same day. They loaded up on my portal thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same with down there, but they hadn't done that. And this was new for me to have these like 2 day.
Oh.
Normally they'd send you a letter. But you know, I've had a history the last couple of years where they've been watching Spot in my left one there and getting them every 6 months until they just kind of graduated me 6 months ago and said, okay, you know, we're fine. So I said to my husband, mammogram is good. They must have finally noted my chart.
Right.
I got dense boobs.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a wonder they don't do a different type of for you if you have super dense.
I don't know. But I'm just happy to get you're good to go for another year.
Right. Yeah, it's nice to get that clearance. mm-hmm. and be like, you're good.
And not be waiting a week
to. Or your doctor to call. It's like, good grief. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the portal. Sometimes I don't understand the jargon, but I can get the gist of what the test results are.
Right.
So I like that. It's definitely not a fun experience, but it's one of those necessary things.
I guess it's like the guy getting a finger up the butt. Yeah. You know, they don't like
that either. I'd rather have a finger up my ass, honestly. Can I opt for the finger up the ass instead of this? No.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we get the crap in the vagina, you know.
Right. The big metal beak.
Yes.
I only have to get that every 5 years now. Once you go through menopause and you don't have a period. Yeah.
I got a call. I got a schedule. I'm 2 months behind right now.
Gotta get it.
Yeah.
That's important, too.
Yep, definitely. So, and something else this past week that we've been doing, I haven't had success with, but you're having amazing success. Let me get this right. It's a foot peel.
Foot peel mask.
Because my mask that I got just says foot mask.
Yeah, that's probably not right.
That's why my feet aren't peeling.
That's why they're not peeling.
Shit.
And the first time I did mine, I did it wrong because I don't know how to read instructions or I just didn't bother to do it. Or the one I had was just so old because I did have it from last year because I got like a multi-pack.
Yeah, but a year shouldn't be any.
You would not think.
I wouldn't think.
But the second time I did it, so I soaked my feet for 10 minutes. I put this on for 20 minutes, took it off. Literally 4 days later, my foot was shiny. And remember, I sent you that picture. My foot was literally like shiny.
Yeah.
And the skin started to get tight. And then boom, peel, 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 peel.
I wonder what's in that, though, that it delays like for 4 days.
I don't know. I don't know, but it's pretty awesome. And then I let you feel my feet. So how do they feel?
Oh, they're very soft.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to do that every spring. So that flip-flop season, I'm ready for it.
I know I mentioned this before in another podcast, and I'll say it again, and I don't mean to offend anybody, but those people who wear flip-flops all the time where their feet are like white, like around the edge, like when they walk and you can see it, I'm thinking, oh my gosh. Like when I want pampered by my husband, I want my feet rubbed.
Right. So you want to make sure they're nice and soft. And
yes. Well, because he's already grossed out by feet.
Right.
It's like I have to bribe him in order to rub my feet. And when I say rub them, I just mean, well, no, basically, yeah, rub.
Yeah. So, rub them.
Yeah. So when I see these women that have feet like this, I think, good God, who would touch their feet? Maybe they don't like to have their feet touched for all I know. And they don't care. But yeah. So now to know that you have brought up this foot peel, this is something new to me. I'm thinking this is pretty awesome.
I'll get you one of mine. Just follow the directions to the T, and you'll be fine. You'll be peeling in no time.
What else is new? So I had a birthday this past week.
Happy birthday!
So
I did put that on the website.
Yeah, I said, 54 seems pretty good right now. Doesn't feel any different, really.
Right. One day runs into the next.
Yeah, except for I had birthday cake, and I don't eat cake.
Yeah,
you know, for the most part. So that was good.
Nice little treat.
Yeah. I'm going to digress right now for a minute. I got this message or this thing on Facebook that said somebody commented.
Oh, I deleted that.
Was that a spam thing? Yeah. Okay. Because I didn't want to hit on it or anything because I thought.
I deleted it. I started reading it. First, I thought it was a review and I was like, no, this is something stupid. I deleted it.
Okay.
And I blocked her. So. And you clean up the website probably 30 people a week, would you say?
Yeah, that's spam. Easy.
That's it.
And a lot of it, too, is foreign. Like, you can't even read the message.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, immediately.
Delete.
And people just trying to solicit crap, though, too. Oh, and then hackers trying to get into the website, too, on top of
that. Yeah. Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah. Pet peeve. Oh. So stupid. Mm-mm. You know what? Go get a job.
Yeah. Do something good with your brain that you're using to do hacking things. Go in and delete my mortgage. How about that? Hack into that. Get rid of my mortgage for me or my car loan or something. Do something good for people. So much scamming going on. It just makes me want to scream.
I don't know how they sleep at night.
I don't either.
But anyway, for my birthday, Saturday, you, Mary, and I went thrift store shopping.
Yes, we did. Down in Harrisburg. We did a girl's day. pliable breakfast, and then we spent the whole day thrifting.
Yeah, the only thing that sucked is it rained all day.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
All right. But you did awesome. I mean, you drove, and thank goodness, because I would not have been
even able with my bald tires. We did pretty good.
I know, but you didn't even inform us of your bald tires until we were on our way home.
I wasn't going to tell you. Oh, by the way, if we start hydroplaning and run into the guardrail, it's because my tires are bald. Yeah, don't worry about that. It'll be okay.
Jeez.
It's all right.
Well, on that note, you got new tires today, so you're good to go.
Good to go.
But anyway, the thrift store shopping was really great. And you know what? I really didn't spend a whole lot of money. I only spent like a 30-some dollars, I think, between the thrift stores that we went to.
I think the biggest score of the day was your Naturalizer shoes that you got. What? I don't know how much.
$14.99.
And they're normally like $70.
They're going for that on Amazon now.
That's a big score.
Yeah. They were literally brand new. Still really shocked when I picked them up and thought, oh yeah, what are the odds, you know, an 8.5? I'm like, woohoo.
Right.
Going on with me.
It's always so, it's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I really have to be in the mood though, too. I'm not a shopper just in general. I don't like shopping. So I really have to be in the mood when I want to go and spend that day looking through racks and sifting through.
Because you really got to look through a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Well, and then the Appalachian brewery we went to, too, for dinner, which was...
That was so good.
It was really good. It hit the spot.
Yeah, I like that place.
We should make that a regular quarter or something to go thrift store shopping.
Yeah. Because there was even a few that we didn't get to go to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there on the Carlisle Pike, there was probably three. There's four on that we didn't get to go to. So we can do that side of the river next time.
Now, are they as good as the ones that we went to?
Yeah.
And as large?
Yep. There's a Community Aid, a Goodwill. There's two American Rescue Workers. And then there's another off-the-wall one.
You know, even if I had tons of money, I would still probably thrift store shop. It's the hunt, I guess.
Yes. So, in line with that, I pulled up this article. You know, I'm all about articles.
Uh-huh. Yep.
First, I'm going to check to make sure it's written by a woman, because I'm pretty sure it is.
You know, I thought about that, too, when we mentioned that about an article being written by a man. I was thinking, like, what man would write an article about women? But I suppose they were in the medical field or something.
True.
I'm sure there are instances
if
where
they were
it could be written by a man.
An expert on the subject or something.
Like yes.
That. Yeah. This one is from liveyourtruth.com, which I like that in itself. Live Your Truth.
I've never heard of it or been to it, but.
No. I'm going to have to look around on this site a little more. So the number one thing they say women over 50 should not wear these things. Okay. We're going to agree or disagree because some of these I don't agree in. Too much makeup.
I'm okay. Yeah. I think that way.
Yeah. This says want to age yourself instantly, put on too much makeup, which I agree because sometimes it gets like in the wrinkles and it makes the look wrinkles worse if you're like caking it on your face.
I think that's the number one reason why. That I've typically have read about, and they say that it just cakes in place.
Yeah. Now, I think if you put makeup on that complements your complexion and your hair, then if you do it right, it looks fantastic. But this is like, don't put on heavy foundation, bright blue eyeshadow, you know, dramatic blush, deep red lipstick that bleeds and feathers out. Because if you have the, the pursed lip problem. Yeah. So just be smart about it.
What was her name on Drew Carey show?
Mimi.
Yes. She wore her
makeup.
Don't look
like Mimi.
Yes.
Okay. Now this one I am not going to agree with. Do not show cleavage.
Why the hell not? Why wouldn't you not?
Yes. This says it's a common belief that cleavage is a sign of empowerment. Showing more skin might feel like sexual maturity and liberation. But for women our age, it looks desperate and unattractive. I do not agree with that at all. If you have nice tits, let them out.
Yeah, I don't agree with that either. Especially if you're married, because my husband loves when I show cleavage.
Right.
If I got a wedding ring on and if I'm out with him.
He wants you to have the low-cut blouses.
He would prefer. Yes. Yeah,
see? I just don't agree with that one.
Look desperate. Now I'm sure in some cases that I think along with cleavage, though, depending on the remaining outfit,
yeah,
could scream desperate.
Yeah.
But it depends what to wear.
I think if you feel good, let them fly.
Yep.
The third one, I don't agree with this either because this is me. Baggy and oversized clothes. Because, you know, I'm always wearing leggings and a big hoodie. Like I'm wearing right now.
I think I disagree with that, though. I don't really think that you ever look like you've got baggy clothes on.
I think if you're comfortable, who cares?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they're really
saying about that. Every few years, a new fashion trend surfaces that includes baggy clothes. We see celebrities and young women wearing baggy pants, oversized shirts, large sweaters. You may be tempted to wear them because you think they might hide your extra weight. However, instead of hiding all those features, baggy clothing actually emphasizes it. So stay away from them. Baggy clothes at this age will make you look bigger.
Word that comes to my mind is frumpy.
Frumpy. I don't mind looking frumpy. I feel frumpy. I want to look frumpy. So this says, wear a smartly fit blazer. I'm sorry, but if I'm going to the Dollar General.
Right, yes.
I am not going to put on a freaking blazer. I'm going to go in my big baggy sweatshirt. The next one is light or neutral colors.
You should not wear light or neutral?
You should not.
Okay, why? What's the reason for this one?
Okay, so they're saying, I'm not saying you shouldn't wear any neutral colors, but you want to avoid having your entire outfit in neutral colors. The monochromatic look is too harsh for old skin. I don't agree with that either. I wear black head to toe all the time. Black, black, black. I have summer black. I have winter black. I have fall black. I wear black all the time. And I think that looks fabulous on people. If you wear like some silver jewelry or even mm-hmm. gold jewelry. I don't know. I don't know
how I feel about that one either. But because I'm definitely a black person though too. Although I try to incorporate some more color into my palette for my closet.
It's hard because do you naturally gravitate? Oh, look at that black shirt. Look at those black pants.
I do. And when we were thrift store shopping, I was trying to catch myself doing that and go away from it.
Yeah.
Especially now with spring coming.
Right.
Like, I really like yellows and this sweatshirt's a little bit orangey, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
Just some bright colors.
Yeah. This one you probably won't agree with because you wear them. It says, don't wear heels. It says, while heels are traditionally seen as feminine, I think we place too much importance on them. As you age, they're simply impractical. They result in blisters and back issues.
Now, is this article in relation to the fact I'm just going to the grocery store, though? Because
I don't know.
You can't tell me that. Okay, well, it's over 50. So 51-year-old, if they go out dancing, they should not wear heels.
To work? Like,
Or to work. Yeah. Even if they work in a professional setting.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. I'm confused by the whole article.
Maybe not stilettos.
Right, yeah.
Or like stripper heels, but I mean, heels, little kitten heels or wedge. I mean, sandals, I wear them in the summertime. I don't see a problem with that.
No, I disagree with that.
Now, if you're going to fall down and break a hip, maybe you don't want to wear heels. But until I get to that age, I'm wearing them. I don't wear monstrous heels and I don't wear heels a lot, but I don't mind a little heel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this one I can't agree with. Unless you have the body to pull it off, crop tops and hot pants.
Yeah, no.
Like Daisy Dukes.
No.
No.
Nobody wants to see that.
There's too
skin.
Much gravity.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, like on. A cellulite, how it pulls on you. Which I just noticed out on my knees. And
on your knees?
It's just starting to droop a little bit.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck is up with that? How do you fix that?
Well, they have tape. They have tape.
You want to use tape?
Pull it up. They have this. I bought some.
I just want to get rid of it.
Well, that includes surgery. Can you get rid of it? And you're probably the only one that would notice it.
Right. I was just looking at my skin one day. Well, maybe because I've just turned 54 and I'm thinking, okay. where are my signs of age? And I'm like, oh shit, there they are.
You know, so my knees are droopy.
Yeah.
Droopy knees. Nobody talks about droopy knees.
Your skin naturally loses the elasticity as mm-hmm. you age. That's why our skin gets thinner. Crepey.
So crop tops. We can agree on that one.
Yes.
No crop tops. No Daisy Dukes. No hot pants.
Or no pants that have hot across the ass or pink juicy. Across the ass. Or juicy. No.
My ass is no longer juicy. Droopy, maybe. Maybe we can get... Yes. Crepey. Okay, so here's the next one. Too many old fashion styles. For example, you don't want to wear a tweed skirt. I don't think I've ever worn tweed in my life. Flesh-colored tights in the same outfit. All of these together will bring you back several decades, but not in a cool vintage way. They'll just make you look older than you are. While some women want to stay youthful by wearing the trends that make them look younger, this can put them in a grandma category of fashion. I have a motto for you. Grandma is a role, not a style.
I would agree with that. I really need to overhaul my closet. And I would love to have somebody come and say, okay, here's 20 pieces. They all interchangeable for work, going out for the evening, or whatever.
Right. I would love that too. Like a fashion, somebody come in and say, okay, let's work with what you already have. Let's try to pair this with that, or this with this, or have you thought about wearing this like that? That would be so valuable.
Yeah. So if anybody out there knows of somebody who does that, or if you do that, contact us, please.
Please. Even if it's virtual, even if it's somebody in another country, and I take him into the closet with my phone and be like, look, this is what I got.
Do you stay up on fashion?
Not really.
Anyway, I don't at all.
Do you ever see those cartoons where the cartoon character wears the same outfit and then they go in their closet and you see like 10 pairs of jeans and 13 vests and it's like the outfit that they wear.
Just different colors?
Yeah, that's me. So I literally have a drawer full of black leggings, a whole dresser drawer full. And then you go in my closet, it's work pants, no sleeve shirts, long sleeve shirts, and then the whole rest is cardigans. And in my dresser is leggings, t-shirts, sweatshirts. That's it. That's all I got.
You might think that you dress the same all the time, but I'm here to tell you, girl, I think you have a lot of different pieces and style.
I feel like I wear the same shit over and over and over again.
I don't think so. No. I mean, not in my own opinion.
Yeah.
And I think if you asked the other girls,
they'd say
the same thing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Now I don't feel like a cartoon character.
Although we still want somebody to help us with our wardrobe.
Yeah. For sure. Okay. Number 8, fleece. Fleece zip-up sweaters are quick, easy, and inexpensive. What do they really say about your style and your personality? Not much. I also don't believe that fleece sweaters flatter our bodies at all as we hit 50 and over.
This is really subjective, this article.
Yeah.
I don't think she's right.
No. I have a couple fleece sweatshirts that are like the new style, like the big chunky fuzzies. Sweaters that you see like people wearing nowadays. I have a couple of those and I'll tell you what, they're warm and they're comfortable.
I don't know what you're talking about, Roy, but I'm not a sweater person.
Okay.
Because I don't like high neck or like crew neck.
Okay.
T-shirts or crew neck sweaters. And it seems to be everything that you can always find.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't like it.
Yeah. So I don't agree with that. And it is inexpensive. So if that's all you can afford, fleece it up.
Well, it's true. You have to buy what you can afford.
Right. Okay, number 9. And this just makes me kind of chuckle because, like, this is what I do remember my grandmother wearing these pants. Elastic waistbands. Like the linen-looking pants that have the elastic waistband from, I don't know, one of those, you know, catalogs.
Yes, I was just
and
thinking that, too.
And then she would get those pants in every color and wear them with her little embroidered sweatshirts that matched, you know.
But yes, but I don't think of linen. You said linen pants. You and Mary were talking about linen on Saturday. We went thrift store.
Well, they're linen looking, but they're probably polyester.
Polyester. That's what they
are made to look like they're linen, but they're really not. But polyester pants with.
Yeah. But they always had the matching like sweater or something like that to go with it. Yes.
That is hilarious. I need to go buy a pair just to wear them now. Like, you know what we should have at my house? A party, like old lady party. Like, we should have to dress like that and have dinner at my house.
Oh my gosh.
That's a goal. All right. So here's another. So here's an option. If you don't want to do elastic, you can do tie waist trousers.
Trousers.
Just the word trousers. I'm not wearing trousers.
No.
Oh, geez. This lady doesn't know what she's talking about. So number 10 is heavy earrings. You already know where I'm going with this. That's right. Time and gravity will eventually stretch your earlobes.
I agree a little bit there because I do have some heavy earrings. And I have noticed that the lobe and where the hole itself is stretched.
Yeah, the hole. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have bought those backs that are supposed to.
Oh, like pull them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the lever back earrings because like if you wear a scarf, you don't have to worry about that little fish hook coming back out of your ear and losing it.
Yeah.
That's why I like the lever back earrings. Yeah. But, you know, some of those heavier, like chunky. And I don't know if chunky jewelry is in now or not, but they're made of such light material nowadays that they're not even really heavy. Now, this earlobe is stretched, as you can see. And this is courtesy of my sister when I was like 10 years old and I was carrying her around on my hip. And didn't she pull up? I had a pair of dice, dangly dice earring, and she ripped on that and ripped my earlobe.
Oh my gosh, that must have hurt like hell.
Thanks, Amber, by the way. I did get her back. Years later, I sprayed hairspray in her face because she used to drive me crazy, but yeah.
And look at you now.
Yeah, I know. Now we're bestest buddies.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you feel good about yourself, don't go by these quote unquote societal norms. Who cares? We're not going to be on the New York City runway anytime soon.
Or later, well, for that matter.
Yeah. Some of that stuff's pretty out there anyway, so who cares? Just wear what you want. That's what I say. Go thrift store shopping. Whatever calls out to you, buy it.
Yeah.
Take it home, wash it, wear it.
Yeah, I have no problem buying something that was pre-owned by somebody else.
Absolutely not. A lot of times people buy stuff, they don't even wear it anyway.
Right.
I am guilty of that. Mm-hmm. I have bought stuff and never wore it, put it in the bag, donated it.
Yeah, now I stopped doing that. I used to. Now, last Friday I went to Boscov's and I came home with two great big bags and I didn't try anything on. I hate trying stuff on. That's the other thing.
I do too. I hate it.
Yeah, so I just walk out the door with it. I figure I'll take it home and try it on. I can always return it. So I was always the return queen here at my house. Everybody knew me as return queen. So I have a whole big bag up there to return.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But I won't do it anymore. I don't care. Everything came off the clearance racks. $6 was the cheapest on one rack. And I have to be honest right now, I don't know if I got anything off that rack. And it was $9.99. Nice stuff.
Yeah.
But if
you're not in love with it.
Exactly.
Don't keep it.
No. Yeah. I need that $9.99 back in my pocket.
Yeah.
Not hanging in my closet. Right. Useless.
Collecting dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've learned that now, so.
Another reason I like thrift stores is for that purpose, exactly. You can get really good quality, high-end department store clothing for next to nothing.
But yeah, that was not a great article. No. I guess we can actually agree on that.
They can't all be bangers. They can't all be good.
No. We were talking about past episodes and things that we were going to recap. So the sad disorder where you got the daylight lamp.
You bought me the happy lamp.
Happy lamp, sun lamp. Okay, now I can talk. How's that sun lamp?
It's fabulous.
I can sit considered getting one for myself.
You need to.
I know, but I never sit still.
The sun's going to come out.
Yeah, I'm never sitting in the same place for long enough.
I really do like the lamp, and I really do think that it helped me a lot. If I sit down to watch TV, or like some, I'll just sit down at night and I'll kind of go through my planner, make sure I know what's going to happen the next day, get my pills around, I'll have it on right next to me there in that little stand next to my, where I sit on the couch.
So we should be under the impression that you've been really happy lately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I assume you have been.
Yeah. Plus, I get my niece, my sister, everybody keeps sending me dogs because, you know, my diva passed away three or four weeks ago. And I will eventually get another dog. But it's kind of one of those things when you know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you see a dog, you're going to be like, oh, my God, this is it. This is the dog I want to get. I haven't felt that way about any of them.
Now, when you say that, are you referring to just any dog? It doesn't have to be a specific breed. It doesn't matter.
I need a little dog because, you know, my house is very, very small.
Yes, I do.
So it has to be very small. Very small dog. Like diva size. Diva or Lulu size.
Okay.
And that's what they send me. They send me little dogs. I'll know when I know.
For more information about us and future releases of our podcasts, please visit www.phuckitwere50.com.